Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, Car-Free Day comes to St Albans and Walking for Water. Now, remember Sustainable St Albans Week back in April with the launch of Plastic-Free St Albans, the Know-How Festival and all the other great events aimed at making our district more sustainable? Well, the organisers, members of Sustainable St Albans and St Albans Friends of the Earth, have begun work on next year's event. I spoke to Organising Committee Chair Catherine Ross to find out more. Catherine, thank you for joining me. So what's going to be different about next year's event?
The biggest difference people will notice is that next year we've decided to make it 3 weeks long, because we had a lot of feedback that people wanted to get to events, were so many great events, but because it was packed into 1 week, they couldn't get to all the things they wanted to do. So we're going to try making it 3 weeks long.
And I'm guessing that might entail a name change there.
Yes, we can't really be called Sustainable St Albans Week anymore. So now it's St Albans Festival of Sustainability, or SustFest.
OK then. And when will this be? Is this a springtime festival again?
Yeah, we're moving it slightly later in the year into May, just to try and get the better weather. So it's going to be from Saturday the 11th of May to Saturday the 1st of June. Mm. And we've deliberately chosen those dates so that they cross May half term, so that we can have more family-friendly events taking part in the festival.
OK. Sounds good. So you've got an event coming up. What's that about?
Yeah, so it's on Monday the 24th, and it's a creative collaboration event, and we're hoping that lots of people from groups who've been involved or want to get involved can come along and help us shape up our plans for next year, and also think about their own events and what they want to do during the festival.
So do you have to be a member of, like, an environmental group? Is that the kind of person you're looking for?
Oh, we have all sorts of groups take part. We have local businesses, we have faith groups, we have all kinds of charities and community groups and schools. So environmental groups are very welcome, but you don't need to be environmental to come along.
Right, OK. And as you said, you don't have to have already run an event for Sustainable St Albans Week to come along.
No, we'd love anyone who's curious about taking part next year to turn up and talk to us.
Right, OK. So what will the format for the event be?
It's at St Paul's Church on Blandford Road, just off Hatfield Road, from 7.30 till 9.30 on Monday the 24th. And it's come along, have a cup of tea and a biscuit, and talk to other groups who've been involved, who are thinking of getting involved, and hear from us about our plans for next year, and then contribute to those plans.
OK. And for, say, if somebody's thinking, oh, do you know what, I had thought I would run something for Sustainable St Albans Week or the Festival of Sustainability, but I can't go along to that. Would that be a problem?
Oh no. We'd love people to come, but they don't have to come to this planning event in order to take part next year.
Okay. And do we need to sign up for this?
If you'd like to sign up, that'd be great, just because that gives us a better idea of numbers, and you can click through to Eventbrite from either our Facebook page or our website page.
Okay, and is it still called Sustainable St Albans Week, or is that now called the Festival of Sustainability?
SustainableStAlbans.org.
Right, lovely. Now, at this stage, obviously sort of early planning stage for the Festival of Sustainability, is there any other way that you need help at this stage?
We would love to have a couple more members of our organising group. If there's anyone out there thinking that they've got some time and they're interested in contributing, we'd really love to have a couple more people join the organising group. Or we've got a group that we're forming to organise the biggest event during the festival, which is where we're hoping to take over the middle of town on Sunday the 19th of May. And we'd love to get a group together to organise that event as well.
OK, so perhaps, presumably this involves going to sort of regular meetings and things like that?
Yeah, we meet during the day every 3 or 4 weeks.
Right, OK, doesn't sound too bad. Lovely. Well, I hope that all of that gets off to an excellent start. Catherine, thank you very much indeed for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
And I was talking there to Catherine Ross. And as she said, if you just search for SustainableStAlbans.org, you'll be able to find more information. And we look forward to hearing a lot more about next year's event. Now, there's a lot being organised locally at the moment. You don't have to wait for next May. For example, Val from local Oxfam Supporters Group is helping organise their annual fundraising walk on Saturday the 29th of September. Val joined me to explain what we can look forward to. Val, thank you for joining me. So what's the Oxfam Charity Walk raising money for this year?
It's the Oxfam Walk for Water, and it was formerly known as the Oxfam Hearts Hike, but we rebranded it this year And we wanted to call it the Oxfam Walk for Water because we want to get people to come along and raise money for Oxfam's water and sanitation projects, which are really, really important, vital part of Oxfam's development programme.
OK, well, I suppose this summer has really focused our minds on the importance of water, hasn't it? So is this a sort of around-the-world effort that Oxfam's doing, or is it happening in any particular place?
Yes, but we are also looking at different projects. There's one in, they're going to be in Iraq. I think one is looking at repaired water plant in Iraq. And Oxfam's helping local authorities repairing the water systems for both people who fled violence and for the communities who are helping take people in.
Right, OK, I see. So actually this is for people in parts of the world where they're struggling with a lot of things, and
yes.
Water and lack of it and it is making things a lot worse,
yes,
for them as
yes.
well. Great cause then. But it's not just raising money for great cause. Actually, it's quite a fun thing to do, is the Oxfam Walk, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think you've done it before, Amanda, so
yeah.
You know. It's been a really lovely, what we call a community event, because it's now in its 23rd year.
23rd year?
Yes, and
wow.
We've done different projects every year, and we raise, on average, well, we don't raise anything less than about £5,500.
Wow.
So we always do very well. And what we really like is that it's a way to get people out who like walking, maybe who want to just come and see some lovely local Hertfordshire countryside, because it starts in the beautiful Hertwood Forest.
Right.
And for those who've not been over to Hertwood, it's just the other side of Sandridge. And it's now 10 years old, I think, Hertwood Forest. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
So it's a day out or a morning out. You can bring your family, you can bring your dog. You know, it is a lovely day out, or half day out.
It is a lovely thing to do. And you have walks of different lengths, don't you? We don't have to sign up to do an enormous walk.
And that's the great thing about it. There are about four different routes. We have what we call the mini walk, a 3-mile walk, and that's really suitable for young children. There'll be a quiz that they can do as they walk around the forest.
Fun.
So that's something that families love. Or people who maybe don't want to do a 5-mile walk.
Yeah.
So then we have 5 miles, we have 8 miles, we have 15. And for the really hardy, keen walkers, if people want to do one that's nearer 19 miles, they can do the 15 and then add on the extra 3 mile at the end.
Right.
So, and we do waymark it, and we do have marshals, so you're not going to get lost.
Okay, so it's just a lovely walk that's all organised
yes.
for you. So how do we sign up for the walk itself then?
Well, it's very easy to sign up. You just go to the Oxfam St Albans website, which is oxfamstalbans.org. It's free to enrol. We're very different to a lot of charity events. We don't charge people to enrol, but we do like people to enrol, so we can get an idea of how many people are coming along. We're all volunteers. It's
right.
entirely run by volunteers.
Yeah.
And we are also looking for not only walkers, but we're looking for anyone who wants to help, be a marshal, sit in the lovely sunshine
right.
and just maybe tick people off or give them some water as they're going round.
Okay. Presumably you encourage people to get sponsors for the event?
Yes, they can either get sponsored or they can donate through, on the website there's a link to our Just Giving page,
right.
or they can donate on the day. A lot of people come along, donate on the day, and they gift aid their donation, and we have all the ways they can do that when they arrive.
As you said there, you're looking for a bit of help on the day, marshalling, which as you say will be lovely, sitting
yes.
out in the sun and sort of enjoying
yes.
the vibe. How do we sign up if we're able to do that?
Again, you sign up on the website, because there's a link to volunteer, and you fill in the volunteer form,
yep.
or you can email us. We have an email address, which is oxfamstalbans1@gmail.com.
Excellent.
And that way we will get back in touch with you and let you,
okay.
we'll fit you in, whatever you like to do.
Couldn't be easier. And as you say, it's a win-win, a lovely day out, and you get that lovely feeling from raising money for a great cause
yes.
as well.
And there's going to be a fair trade stall at the Scout Hut where we register people, and there's free tea and coffee and homemade cakes at the end.
Well, that sounds like incentive enough for me.
Definitely,
Val.
Definitely, yes.
Jolly good. We hope it goes really well then.
Thank
you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Val from the Oxfam Supporters Group, and that's the Oxfam Walk for Water on Saturday, the 29th of September. Now, someone who would certainly approve of getting more of his walking is Andy Martin. He's a transport planner who has got together with a host of other local people to promote Car Free Day on Saturday. So what's it all about? I spoke to him to find out. Andy, thank you for joining me. So why do you think we need a car-free day?
Well, there's nothing actually that new about car-free day. It's been around in Europe in one way or another for about 10 or 15 years. And other parts of the world, such as in Bogota and Colombia, they've been having car-free day since the 70s, so every Sunday. But I think the main thing about car-free day, and it ties in with European Mobility Week, is to start this question about, actually, do we need to use our cars as much as we do? And how might our cities be if they weren't so dominated by traffic?
Yeah, okay, so perhaps just get our imaginations going a little bit. So, I mean, what do you see as the benefits to society in general of getting out of our cars?
I mean, there's tons. First of all, you know, it's not news that there's a huge inactivity crisis with people not doing their allotted amount of exercise that they should be doing each day or each week. You know, people are putting on weight, all those sorts of things. So there's definitely some huge physical benefits.
And I suppose the good thing about actively getting around is you don't have to think about going down the gym. It's just something that happens as part of your day, isn't it?
Quite right. And if you remember, you know, humans, if you go back a few thousand years, it was what we did. It's a natural instinct to move around. And it's sort of become in the last few decades, we sort of closed ourselves in and we think it's easier to watch the TV. But that's actually going against our natural instinct. And that kind of ties into another point as well, which is it's so good for your mental well-being.
Okay, I hadn't really thought of that. So in what way is it good for our mental well-being then?
Well, I think anybody, if they walk somewhere, they're going to feel better than if they've been in the car. I remember when I used to drive and I'd be stuck in traffic and I'd get angry and you know, it wasn't making me feel better in my day. But also, you know, just being outside, listening to the birds, enjoying the sunrise. I mean, these sound like really cheesy things, but they're things that even like I, with my walk to the station every morning, you know, just the little things. Like I went out the other day and I could see my breath and I thought, oh, autumn's coming.
Yeah.
And it releases endorphins and stuff, and it really makes you start to appreciate different things.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, actually. And again, these are all small things, but this is the stuff that's kind of hardwired into us, isn't it, to appreciate the associations that we make. So, I mean, you know, there are obviously lots of benefits, but so why don't we do it? Why do we so easily jump into our cars?
Well, I think part of the reason is the way our cities have been planned and designed. So back before the car, cities were very walkable. And, you know, if you think of the size of the older part of St Albans, you can easily walk from one side to the other in around half an hour or so. What happened was in the 50s onwards, we really started to expand our cities, and the motor car was at the heart of that. So you've got that one thing on the side there where, you know, I use the example of my parents who live in Marshallswick, for them to come into the town centre, it's a half an hour walk, and we tend to work on the fact that maybe a 15-minute walk is a sort of much more...
It seems more approachable, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yes. But I think the other thing as well is that we've made it so easy to own a car and so hard to walk around. So some of the junctions in St Albans, they're definitely made for traffic, and they've got guard railing everywhere. I mean, if you think of the roundabout at the top of town by the Cock Pub, if you want to cross that as a pedestrian, you've got to sort of walk halfway up the street and back down again and wait for the lights. So... It's also to do with how we've designed individual junctions in the city, and we've given favour to the motor vehicle.
Yeah, as we said, I have to agree with you on that. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I think just simple things like pedestrian crossings, you just seem to have to wait an awfully long time at some of them, and you just kind of think, I don't feel like I'm the first-class citizen here. Do you get what I mean?
No, definitely. I think in many instances, the pedestrian's sort of been relegated.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be the case, you know. There's a place for cars. They're very useful, and sometimes we need to use them, but not at the expense of all the people that want to walk or cycle.
Okay. So, car-free day, this is on Saturday. Tell us about, you're helping with a stall. Who's behind it to start with?
So it came out a few months ago. One of the local councillors just put a post on the St Albans Facebook group saying, you know, do you think car-free day would ever work in St Albans? And people rightly so responded and said, oh, you know, public transport's not good, and you know, there's all these reasons why it can't work. But I said to them, I said, well, you know, actually, it's not about just closing all the streets. I mean, that would never work. And as I said, we do need cars. But it's about starting that conversation. And some of the local councillors and I sat down with Sustainable St Albans and the St Albans Cycle Campaign, and we thought, you know, hey, what can we do just to sort of get people start thinking about how they could maybe drive a little bit less and start the conversation that way?
Okay, sounds good then. So tell us a little bit about the stall on Saturday. What will you be doing at it?
So we're going to have lots of different bits of information. There's actually a lot of really good cycling and walking routes around St Albans that people don't know about. So we're going to be promoting those and starting that conversation with people. But also something else that we're going to do is help people, give them a nudge to actually see where they can walk to and how they can maybe drive a bit less. So we're going to have a giant map of St Albans. The idea is that you can see, actually just with a piece of string, actually where are all these places that are in a 10-minute walk from my house or a 15-minute walk. We're also going to have some pictures of St Albans before it was so car-dominated, just to sort of remind people how we can actually go back to those
kind
days.
Of see what we've lost, I suppose, really.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
all that space. I love the idea that people used to play in the streets. You know, it was an active space, a place where people enjoyed themselves. That's quite nice. Well, quite hard to go back to that, but it's a nice idea anyway, isn't it, you say?
I mean, we need to remember that the streets are public space. They're public space in the same way that a park's public space. And then again, I'm not saying let's close all the streets and turn them into parks. But there's definitely a question, a conversation that we need to start having about, actually, is it fair that we're giving over all this space to actually a minority of people, a minority of the time?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So presumably you're hoping that people will leave their car behind on Saturday, come and say hi at the stall?
Yeah, or even not necessarily leaving their car behind. But, you know, again, I always use this example of my parents who live in Marshalswick, and I think often they're just driving to one of the car parks in town. But, you know, there's no reason why they couldn't drive half the way and then walk for the last 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Or the other example I like to think of is also just sharing the car with somebody of a particular day. You know, that's quite an easy thing to do. It's a bit more sociable than being by yourself, and it halves the numbers of cars if we all do it, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, so lots of solutions out there. I hope it goes really well and the sun shines down on Car-Free Day. Thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
So that's Car-Free Day on this Saturday. Just a pointer from Save Simon's Hide. They've got their AGM coming up this Wednesday at Wheatamstead Memorial Hall. They've got a guest speaker and free refreshments. I'm going to be back at the same time next week. But until then, thank you for joining me.